And when you're ready, Carol.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. It's good to be here with all of you guys. I love this group. I consider this group my home group, and I'm grateful to be here. So I think it's important to even think about why I'm embarking on a fifth step and putting myself in a place where I'd be willing to bear all to another person. And for me, I don't think that I wouldn't do it normally or naturally, definitely. And for me, it was, I had no more room left, no wiggle room left. There was no other way for me except to embrace the 12 steps that were laid at my feet and offered to me as a solution. And I'm a woman who's recovered from alcohol addiction, drug addiction, compulsive overeating, bulimia, cigarette smoking, and really horrific codependent relationships, all because of this 12-step process and the gift that has been imparted to me through this step process. And what I've discovered is that it is the softer, easier way, and it is still a way that I would try to avoid normally and naturally. And I think that's really just part of the nature of my self-centered, self-reliant, fear-based ways. So I just did some thinking, and you know, I wouldn't do it if I didn't have to do it. I'm more prone to be able to do it now, to share from a depth, but I wouldn't do it unless I really had to. And I still don't think that it's totally comfortable to reveal everything in a fifth step. And it's funny because I was thinking about it. I was thinking that originally, you know, I'm a woman who had her children taken away from her, who was, you know, in jail. And I look back and I think those things were easier actually to talk about. You know, the lying, the cheating, the stealing, the losing my children, the going to jail. Those things were like right out front in my face, and they were easy actually to talk about in my first fifth steps. And what I found has been more challenging is to really go deeper and to talk about, you know, what's really going on in the depths of my core and my being. And that has taken lots of kind and loving and gentle guidance through my higher power and through this beautiful step process that we have. And in part, just this beautiful fellowship we have where I feel like we're safe and protected. And I believe that's a gift from our higher power. And I was thinking about the, at the beginning of the step process, really having to ask myself, is there another way for me? And for me, I came to the realization that there was no other way for me. I couldn't go on blotting out the hopelessness of my condition anymore. And there was no plan B. And so it was either keep trying to blot it out, and it was very hopeless and very horrific, or pick up the set of spiritual tools that were laid at my feet. And so I, because there was no other way, picked up the kit of tools that were laid at my feet and began to work the process. And I don't think that I could get to the step five without knowing, you know, my step one. And for me, I had to absolutely know that there was no other way for me, that I was in a predicament where there was no hope and I had no power or control, and that I would be stuck where I was if I wasn't willing to move forward and acknowledge the truth about my position, my where I am in life. And this has been different areas of where I am in life at different times. You know, at first it was the alcohol addiction and the drug addiction, and then it was the compulsive overeating, and then it was the chaos and control. So I seem to get to this step one place over and over again in my life, where I get the gift of going through the 12 steps again and again and again. The step one experience, you know, just clearly shows me that I am just absolutely screwed, and I have no other way to turn except to that step two. That step two, the willingness to believe that there's a power greater than myself, and that I can't restore myself to sanity. I can't fix myself. And to me, that's just such a powerful awakening, to see that I can't do this alone. I need to allow my higher power in, and my higher power has shown me that I need to allow others in as well. that it's not going to be a Carol, you know, a Carol run process. And so that step two really takes me to that step three decision that, you know, that Carol run in her life and her own strength and power is not a success. And I love the way that it's laid out in the big book, and especially how we get to go through it in the BBA. I know there's other great step processes too, but for me, the BBA clearly showed me what the problem is, that me running my life on self-will is just never a success. And even though my motives are good, because my motives have been good as well at times, but it shows me that it just doesn't work. And in step four, I really get, and then I get to make a decision that from here on after that, I'm not going to be the director anymore, that, you know, that I'm going to be a child of God. He's going to be my father. I'm going to take direction from him. I'm going to learn to surrender that I don't know it all and I can't do it all on my own, and begin to trust in this power greater than myself, who we're taught and we learn can be this loving father. I was raised with a father who was very scary. And when he would call my name, I would jump. You know, I still jump. If someone says Carol, I'm like, what did I do? So although I had the concept that father was meant to, like, all knowing, all loving, good, kind, it still took me a while to embrace the fact that this father was approachable and someone that I could be myself with, exactly where I am without shame or guilt. And so in making that decision, though, it began to enlarge my spiritual territory, because I had to. It wasn't because I wanted to at times. It was because I had to. I had to find another way to live. And you know, that step four process of really taking a look at how Carol running her life on her own will hasn't been successful, and just really getting to the facts about that is just so, you know, I've done step work for 20 years, but for the past 10 years, I've done it through the BBA. And for me, every time it's just so good to be able to look at it in black and white, not stories I've told myself, not in delusional kind of thinking or fear-based thinking, but just putting facts down and then kind of looking at the thinking behind it and the delusions that I fall prey to and the fears that have run my life. And the good thing also for me is that I'm working closely with a sponsor on this. The sponsorship to me is such an integral part of it, because I can't see on my own. I can't see me. It's not like I can hold up a mirror clearly and see what's going on inside of me. I need to begin to trust somebody that I believe my higher power has put in my life, who can hold up a mirror and help me see what I need to see about myself that I can't see. To me, it's like a doctor going in, or a skilled surgeon going in for spiritual surgery. And, you know, they can see what needs to happen, but the patient can't see or doesn't understand. And so all these things are so important for me to understand why I'm going to my fifth step. And after I've done my four step to the best of my ability, and my ability has gotten better at different times. So I know that it's only to the best of my ability at each given time. And then to go into that fifth step. And I've gone into fifth step shaking like a leaf, just terrified of what might happen, you know. And I look back and I think, you know, it reminds me of like having to go to my father and tell him that I've done something wrong, and just shaking in my boots because I'm afraid that I'm going to get hit over the head or, you know, whatever would come. Each time that I've done a fifth step, my experience has changed, and it's been a gift. And I got to tell you, sometimes I still go into it a little bit afraid. It's just like that subconscious part of me. My consciousness knows I have a loving, wonderful God and a loving, wonderful sponsor who has guided me time and time again. But there's this subconscious part that says, ooh, you're going to get it this time. Ooh, you're going to be shamed and humiliated this time. Ooh, you're going to find out all the ways that you've fallen short, you know, and you're going to get what for. So that's why I say that I don't think I would do it unless I knew that it was the only way. And for me, it's the only way. And so, the big book talks about it. You know, it clearly says that I must be willing to be absolutely honest. And the literature talks about that from the very beginning. And I believe that they're telling us that for a reason, because there's no other way than to look at the truth and to really, really be honest in a way that is not naturally. I'm not able to do it in my own power. I really have to pray my way into it. I really have to have the strength and the power from God that God gives me to be honest in a way I wouldn't normally be. And to see things in a way that I normally can't see. So, you know, I do the fourth step, and when I'm ready, I go into that fifth step with my sponsor and go into it prayerfully. And like I said in the beginning, it was just clear. I didn't have any trouble just saying the things. Yeah, I was a bad mom. Yeah, I deserted my kids. Yeah, this, yeah, that. And it felt really freeing to be able to tell those deep, dark secrets that I hadn't said out loud to anybody. But it wasn't hard. It was not that hard for me. It was like it was in front of my face. The consequent fifth steps that I've done after that were harder, because I felt like when I had recovered from a lot of things and gone into fifth steps, I felt like I should know better. You know, why am I here again? I felt like I should know better. I had this attitude of like, I should be doing better than this. So it's been a humbling experience each and every time to go into it, realizing that no, Carol, you don't know better. That's the whole purpose of this. You don't do better just because you're clean and sober. You still need this process. You're still going to be a work in progress. There's, you know, that's just the way it is. And I'm so grateful that through experience, I know that fear comes up and, you know, shame comes up and all of those kind of emotions that come up that want to block me from doing a fifth step. But I've also learned that I can push past that. And, you know, I can even talk about it with my sponsor. I can pray about it. I can talk about it with another fellow that's the stuff that comes up. And inevitably, every time I meet with my sponsor and we begin to go through the work, it's not what I thought it was. You know, there might be little, you know, emotions that pop up like fear or shame, but it's never the dreaded monster that I thought it was. And I'm able to just really get down to the causes and the conditions that are causing me to suffer in my current day situations, because I'm relying on myself and not God. And I don't even know that I'm doing it. I'm really doing the very best that I can. And time and time again, it takes me back to the same place. I'm relying on self, even though I know there's an awesome God. And that's just so humbling. It's so humbling. And I was thinking about, as I was going to share with you guys, I was thinking this is almost like doing a fifth step, because I think, like, you know, the deep, dark secret for me is that I'm always going to be found out, you know, that, wow, you're doing this all wrong, Carol. You are so full of shit. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know that somebody's going to find out that I don't have the answer to life. And that, you know, that I don't have the strength and the power to will myself into a successful, happy life. And really, that is the truth. And it's like a truth that I run from and I hide from. And I try to put up these stage characters and shine the lights in different ways and, you know, make myself look good just so I don't have to face that truth that I don't know how to do life on my own strength and in my own power. That's the plain truth. I don't know how to do life on my own strength and power. And go figure, by the way, that's how it's supposed to be. I'm supposed to go to God and learn one day at a time. The big book talks clearly that about, you know, taking that, I think of it as taking a flashlight, and I call it God's flashlight, and meeting with my sponsor and really taking a light and just shining it in every little nook and cranny in my life. I don't want anymore to hold anything back. I don't want to hide anything anymore. I want to just rip my heart and soul open and look, because I'm so tired of running from trying to face the truth. It is exhausting. it is relentless. And so now it's just like, I don't care how much it hurts. I don't even care anymore if it humiliates me. I don't care. I just want to get there, because I, you know, trying to pretend and trying to hide and trying to run and trying to wear these masks and trying to put all these expectations on myself and on other people is excruciating. I just don't want to do it anymore. So I'm just like, rip the Band-Aid off. Let me feel the pain. It's okay. I'd rather do that than the option, which to me is really the suffering, you know, that when I am closed in and trying to protect myself in this little place, I'm really suffering. And
I've been in death, Carol.
Thanks. And when I'm able to push past that and with a kind, wonderful, wonderful higher power that I have, who doesn't allow me to stay in a place that isn't the absolute best place for me. So he allows me to feel discomfort and allows me to feel pain. So I will be pushed into a greater freedom that I don't yet know. And the beginning of that is really being able to bear my soul with another human being, with any human being really, but in particular with a human being who hears my fifth step. And one of the things I love about my sponsor is, you know, when I look at something and when I really can see it and be like, oh my God, I can't believe it's there again. And she'll just look at me like, I know. And that is so comforting, because I know she's doing the work too. And she does know, you know, and that's what's so important. And, you know, I get a lot of questions from people at times who are in BBA workshops and doing BBA work. And they talk about, you know, having a fifth step experience with someone who's not in the work the way that we do it. And I just don't suggest it, because there really is something special to it, the way that we do it. And, you know, if my sponsor hadn't had the same experience that I do going through the work again and again and growing and having that depth of weight and understanding of what it is and what it means that when we're getting to this place where we're being humbled, really. And that's a gift that, you know, it just, I couldn't imagine trying to go share it with somebody who was, you know, who would say something like, you know, well, why don't you just not act that way? Why don't you just not feel that way? But my sponsor, you know, does the work as well. So it's like, I know she gets it.
I know.
It's so comforting. It's so comforting because.
Hi there, Julie, could I ask you to mute?
So I go to it, I pocket my pride, you know, I set the fear aside, and I just go to it with my sponsor and illuminate every nook and cranny. And I know I don't have to hold anything back anymore. You know, those dark and lurking fears, you know, that want to keep me in shame, those beliefs, you know, that I have to be somebody special in order to be loved and accepted. Those times when I do put those masks on, you know, and pretend my way away, you know, I can share all that, you know, and how freeing that is, how freeing it is to just have that, to bring compassion into the experience and love and understanding. And then to be able to walk away, just like, oh gosh, I can take that weight off of my shoulders. I don't have to carry that weight and that load anymore of trying to be somebody that I'm not, and that I don't have to be. And yeah, you know, you'd think that there were times when I look back when just some of the horrific things I did when I was in active addiction, you know, with my kids, like leaving them, you know, and not providing food for them. And to think that, you know, that those things were so much easier to say than actually the fifth steps that I've had to do many years later, where I just have to share the very truth that I'm a fear-based woman who suffers from that. And that that it causes me to live in ways that are just so painful. You know, when I'm trying to make myself be somebody that I have to be so that I'll be loved and accepted in this world and be okay. And for me, that is like the biggest fifth step secret, you know, that's what I suffer from. And it just feels so good to say it out loud now. You know, that was something that I ran from for so long. And I just don't have to do that anymore. It's the human condition. It's what, you know, I've heard from many others that we suffer from, and the delusions and the fears that are generated behind it. And I'm just so grateful that I don't have to run from it anymore. I don't have to hide from it anymore. It's still uncomfortable when it comes, but it's just the way to live in transparency and honesty. And yeah, to be able to just face the things that I've run from for so long and feared for so long in a place of acceptance and love, and part of the process that's absolutely necessary if I want to get free. And I don't want to live in bondage anymore. I just don't want to live in bondage anymore. And I know that if I don't take this vital step, which the big book talks about, which means it's life-giving, that I'm destined to probably go back. And I'm not willing to do that anymore. I think that's all I have to share on that. And just so grateful to be here with you guys. I love you all.